I'm Joan.
I'm Nia.
I'm Mika.
I'm Jet. I'm Jet. Oh, yeah, baby.
I'm Wendy.
I'm Gavin.
I'm Linda.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Edward.
I'm Eric.
I'm Winnie.
And this is Banana Hot Talk.
Hello everyone, this is Jeremy speaking. Welcome back to Banana Hot Talk. This semester will still accompany you through those lonely, sleepless nights.
Well, long time no see, I'm sure that you're all so dying to join us again. Well, believe me, so are we. Another year has passed by, and I guess that means saying goodbye to many old friends. But hopefully, I'm pretty sure that we're probably gonna see them again. Let's just see what kind of weirdos we're gonna get this year.
In Dark Room, we're gonna simulate an interview to introduce you with our raw recruit. Come in.
Hey guys, I'm Wendy. Nice to meet you guys. And my major is English Broadcasting in Foreign Language Academy. And I'm fond of traveling around the world and new things. I think I'm bisexual.
Why you look so small? So small? Which part?
Oh, I thought you meant her boobs.
What? Fuck you, man. So, I guess that's because, I'm still cute.
I guess so.
Come in.
Hey guys, I'm Mika, and the girl who was killed by her own sister in The Walking Dead. Hello, that's me.
So you are that man?
Yeah.
That's why you are so white?
Oh, you know me.
What's the size of her cup?
Okay, we have...
I like honest girls.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
10 seconds to introduce yourself, please.
Hello, everyone. It's glad to see you here and introduce myself to you. My name is Jessica. I major in international journalism, and today is a great honor to be here. Maybe you have never seen a true drama queen in your past life because I'm not here, and 2015, the drama queen's back.
Okay, question number one. You major in international journalism, right?
Yes.
Then who's the most handsome man in international journalism?
Not Edward, anyway.
Not Edward.
See, wrong answer. Okay, out. Next.
Hi, girls. I'm Gavin from international journalism. I'm here to tell you a secret. Leo is a gay, and he's got a girlfriend to pretend that he's not a gay.
So how about you? You are not a gay.
What's your opinion?
But your name is Gavin.
Okay, that's like saying yes in a different way. We get it, okay.
Okay, we got it. Thank you.
Next.
Hey guys, I'm Linda, and I'm from communication. I love gossip, also am kind of daddy's girl. That's me.
Oh, like you're your daddy's girl? It's like, play little games with you, like...
Edward's so dirty.
Come in, please.
Hello guys, my name is Joanne, and I'm majoring in translation, and I'm keen on all kinds of horror movies, like American ones, and Thailand ones, and even Korean ones. I'm fond of that.
So that's why you're in all black?
Oh, that's one of the reasons. I really like horror movies, and I like bloody things, and zombies, and vampires, and all that. It's funny to me.
And do you like porn?
No, of course not.
What about porn with horror things?
I'd rather choose horror things than porn.
Next.
Oh, a boy.
Oh, a gay.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Neil.
Do you have a girlfriend to prove you are not a gay?
Yes, I've got one.
What the f***? You have a girlfriend?
Yes, I've got a girlfriend.
Oh, shit. Next.
Hey, yo, what's up? This is Jet. My penis was the reason the Titanic sank, just so you know.
What? You want to ask about it? So what you meant is like Titanic sank for no reason?
No, actually, I tried to fuck the Titanic engine, and then my penis got caught. Now it got cut, and then that's how it sinks.
Oh, so you like fucking like mechanic stuff, sorry, like robots. You like robots? Like this one in Japan?
Not really. I like cars. Sometimes I would like to fuck a phone. Like, you know, those small little things where you put your earphones. That's really cool. Like.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, it fits your size, right?
Well, you know, shit happens. Like, if it's a hole, then it's a hole. You don't complain. Yeah. So, yeah, this is me. I hope you like me. I'm very shy. Please don't kill me. So I just would like to say hi to Neil. He's gay. Please be nice to him.
Okay. Yeah, and he has a hole, so don't complain.
No, I don't like gay holes. All right, I gotta go.
Okay, so now since we have all our crew members, it's about time to get the party started.
Hey guys, this is BNN Newsline. I'm Linda.
And this is Gavin.
Hey Gavin, have you ever heard of Bestilov?
Bestilov? What the hell is that?
Well, recently, some psychologists did a research which shows that it is more likely for girls to develop their relationship to another level. And according to the research, the more educated girls are, the more likely they are gay. As for the reason, the expert said, once the besties have this kind of extraordinary experience, it's very possible for them to change their sexual orientation. So what do you think this kind of extraordinary experience refers to?
Some kind of lesbian sexual experience? Actually, I just can't imagine that thing.
You know, you sound like you're homophobic.
No, I really admire gay and lesbian lovers. You know, there are lots of movies about them, and I really enjoy these movies, like The Life of Adele, the one that was awarded on Cannes Film Festival. You know that?
I bet you only enjoy those hot sexual things, right?
Well, to be honest, that's right. But the real attraction of the movies is the bravery of falling in love with a girl for a girl. You know, as long as you got such feeling like, I want you, who cares the fucking gender?
Yes, that's totally true. I didn't think you're such an open-minded guy before. Because you know, you look like a little bit homophobic. And now I know I'm wrong. So, as you said, if we find the one who can really touch us, we don't fucking care about the gender.
Yeah, and let's say heterosexuals suck. But we have to say that lesbian lovers are still in a disadvantageous position in this society, despite all it's been more tolerant. Today, being lesbian is becoming a kind of cultural fashion. But lesbian girls are still discriminated by some people. As a straight boy who only loves girls, I'm really sad to see these girls being hurt.
Well, it does exist in the society. Life is especially hard for lesbian girls in conservative places like the Deep South in America. These Deep South states include Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Due to religionary reasons, people are strongly against lesbians. And the situation is really hard to change there. So we can see America is not as free as we imagined before. So you said you were sad to see these girls being hurt. How are you going to rescue them?
Come to China, come to Banana, and come to Gavin.
Yes, Gavin will comfort you. So this is today's Banana Newsline. See you guys next week.
See you, girls.
Dear audience, this is BNN Mini Theater.
Once upon a time, two girls, Jessica and Mika, lived happily in the dormitory. But one day, things changed.
You know, I'm leaving.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna drop this school.
What?
Admit it, Jess. Life is boring here.
I'm boring?
I'm tired. Tired of lying in bed with you and talking about gossip around us. Tired of going to class with you, having lunch with you every day. Tired of hearing all about what's new in our favorite restaurant. To be honest, I don't even care. I'm tired of you, Jessica.
Wait.
No more words.
Wait. Please wait. Remember the words you have said? You said we will stay here together for 4 years. You said you loved the little dog behind the old wall. You said I am the reason why you hold on so long and want to be better. You said every time you need a hug, I will be there. And you said I complete your life.
Stop, Jess. Oh my God, can you see it? I'm ill.
What are you? We can conquer it together.
Okay, you want to know? I have cancer.
What cancer?
Gastric cancer. I only have 1 month. Goodbye, Jessica.
No!
Two girls, drifting apart. That was the moment when that vague affection between those two close hearts finally condensed into explicit form called love. But that was also the same moment when that love scattered apart. She finally realized that what she's losing is a whole irreplaceable part of her life. Her world will never be complete ever again. Stars has fallen, flames dying out, and rainbows fading away. Then, she understood that all was too late, and the lost is to be lost.
Yeah, what's up? This is Radio COC 89.3 FM. This is Banana Hot Talk.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh shit, who do you think you are?
Hey guys, I'm Lini. This is my show. I'm your anchor today. Welcome to Banana Hot Talk. And guess what?
We have
new members here. Introduce yourself, please.
First of all, I am Jet. What's up?
Hey guys, I'm Duran.
Good evening, I'm Neil.
Me again, Linda. So guess what? Again?
Holy fuck, just tell it already.
We have Unicorn here.
Hey Unicorn.
Guys, what's up? Okay, so there's a reason I came back because I'm having some problems. Like, everybody knows me and Emma, we are good friends, right? Like, FBS, favorite bitches forever.
Okay.
Yeah,
but, you know, like, last time we went to clubbing,
okay,
I was totally drunk, like 100% drunk.
Alright, it sounds like a good story, right?
Yeah. And then I, you know, like, every time when I get drunk, I kind of, like, enjoy, like, making out with everyone around me.
Really?
But not my friends, but last time, I broke the rule, because Emma told me that I even tried to kiss her.
What?
Whoa.
What a story.
I know she didn't care, but seriously, it's a kind of problem to me. Like, I know it's kind of awkward.
Oh my God, I think you are just friends. But
and you know I'm not into guys.
Uh-huh.
So I think, yeah, we were, or we are just friends. I don't know, I'm so confused. So I came here ask you guys about what we call bestie love. And first of all, I had a question, like, it really, like, confused me for a long time. So, do you believe there could be pure relationship, or we can say the just friend thing, between a guy or a girl?
If the girl is ugly, it's probably just friends, you know?
Agree.
Yeah.
Agree.
Alright, really? Well, you know, it's hard to make out with an ugly girl. It's like kissing your grandma. It's disgusting. You don't want to do that, right? So maybe if it was like a hot girl, maybe you would want to be more than friends.
Well, I doubt that you can make friends with ugly girls yet.
I don't know, actually. A lot of ugly girls love to be friends with me.
But beauty is justice.
All right, guys, beauty is justice. You should write that down, okay?
That's a funny opinion.
It's not a, like, booty call thing. It's just friendship. I think I don't give a shit to what a girl looks like. I mean, she could be ugly, but she's a nice girl. Why I can't be friends with her?
Okay, so your point is that you don't believe he is pure friendship between boys and girls, that if they are very close, they have something else other than friendship, right?
You know, when I was younger, I thought there could be. But then I realized maybe I'm more into guys, so I think I'm not qualified to answer the question. So I'm here for your guys' opinion. So what about you guys?
Okay. Do you still believe there could be pure friendship between you and your normal girlfriend?
Yeah, sure, there will be.
I don't agree with you, of course, because you once told me that if your girl bestie is shorter than you, you will make love with her.
Oh my god,
you
like,
said that to me!
Would the girl agree though?
But seriously, Neil, I know you now have a girlfriend, right?
Yes, I have.
So if you hang out with your, like, your bestie girls, will she, like, mad or think just about, like, these girls?
Yes. Yes, my girlfriend is very kind and she will be jealous of her. Very, very jealous. But she told me that if she didn't know, she will never tell me that she's angry, even mad. So that's
so, so you don't tell your girlfriend that you are into another girl, right? Into your bestie.
Not into the... I am never into my besties. We are good friends, but not sexual friends.
So I really don't believe. So that's why I get so worried about me and Emma.
Oh, it's okay. Like, I think after Emma sees Neil, like, your problems will just disappear. Right?
What time does that happen?
Guys, if you don't know, like, Neil looks like Brad Pitt in the dark. Like, if you close your
kiss
eyes.
Him.
Right? So,
kiss him.
All right, so, like, actually, I think bestie love, it could happen, seriously. Because like, I had the best friend.
Mm-hmm.
She was really pretty.
So what's your feeling when your bestie show her affection to you?
Oh, no, it was, like, the opposite. I actually showed her, like...
Wow.
Because, like, mm-hmm. I met her. The reason we made friends is because I thought she was cute, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But she only wanted to be best friends because I introduced her to my more handsome friend, and then... They were the ones who got together. So I was like the third wheel, right? So I go on dates. I watch them kiss together. And like, I was like, I wish I was that guy.
Oh, that hurt.
Yeah, but like in the end, like, you know, since like you like a person, at least if you see them happy, you'd also be happy. And then they finally broke up, and I was like,
this is your turn.
All right?
Your turn.
First of all, like, but no, but I was leaving for China, so nothing happened. But before I left, guys, like, we met. We met before I left, and then,
you know, did something.
Come on, you. Of course we did something, right?
No!
No, it wasn't like that, because, like, we were best friends. We supported each other, and then we just, you know, walked around, talked about the future, you know. We kissed, yeah. You don't imagine sleeping with your best friend?
Yeah.
Never.
Would you? Never?
Never?
I'm sure I have.
Actually,
what?
You're not a virgin? First of all, you're not a virgin?
First of all, no, the question is, where is your girlfriend? Like, the girlfriend is like the Atlantic.
Once upon a time, I dreamed that, but okay, it's good, but after that, I don't mention about it.
A boy or
it's
a
just
dream
a dream.
That is a good question. Was it a boy or a girl best
friend? Girl.
Okay.
Definitely
you know
girl.
His story kind of reminds me of my story. I think I can share it with you.
A lot of stories.
I'm a man of story.
Oh, God.
It's kind of hard. First of all, I have to say sorry at work because the guy I had feeling for has the same name. His name is Edward.
Holy
oh!
shit! It's Edward.
He's the same Edward.
Not the same Edward. Not the same Edward.
Is Edward good?
Same
like,
Edward.
You know what? Like,
it's
Edward. Every time when I heard about the words that he loved, I remember this guy. He was my my best friend when I was in high school.
Edward.
Like every time when I feel bad, he was there and supported me, but.
Yeah.
Hug me yeah, a little bit, but not kiss because he's totally straight.
Okay.
And like, I never realized I had feeling for him before. I only had girlfriends, but this guy made me realize maybe I'm kind of into guys because I had a
wet dream about him.
Holy shit.
Wow. That was, you know, actually at the very beginning it was scary because, oh my god, in my dream I gave a blowjob to my best friend.
Wow. Enjoy it.
And you know, like me and that guy, we met every day then. We had lunch together and we just walked home together. It's so awkward, like after 2 years, I confessed to him that, dude, I really love you. I know it's kind of awkward, it's kind of freaky, but I do love you. And we just like hugged for the whole night and I cried on it. During the past several years, I'm still trying to help him to get a right girlfriend, because for most of the time, when he told me, like, okay, Uni, I got a girlfriend, and then I met the girl, and I said to him, like, she's a bitch, jump her. But I gotta say, like, before him, I never believed there could be something like bestie love. Because I think friendship and love, the relationship is totally two different things.
Yeah. Okay.
But after him, I realized, yeah, there is a possibility. Like, you may got so into someone just next to you every day.
You guys don't agree to have sex with your best friends, right? Okay, what do you think, you know, like, sex with your best friend?
I think it's good, right? It's good, but wait, I've got a girlfriend, so it's not.
Alright, so Unicorn, one question. Would you have sex with your best friend?
Only him.
Only him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, definitely not.
Everyone is against me, okay? First of all, why not? Like, best friends, you get along.
What, traditional?
It's not about being traditional, it's more like open-minded. Like, first of all, if you had sex with your best friend, like, okay, you're like watching a movie, your favorite movie, like at home, and you're like bored, and then just...
You know what, I gotta say, that kind of thing is normal for guys, but not for girls. Like,
girls,
once you got a physical attachment, they'll get so attached to the guy. But for guys, you know, once you pull the dick off, and you not miss the girl anymore.
Fuck guys!
Okay, when would you want to fuck guys? I would really like to fuck.
So, I told you my story and told you guys his story. What about yours? Do you guys have stories about your bestie love?
Actually, I have some. You two are into your besties, and I guess I'm being into by my best friend.
Alright, so your best friend wants to kiss you. Is it a boy or a girl?
A girl, by the way.
Wait, is she lesbian or bisexual?
No, that's the point. She's straight, but she said loves me.
So you probably feel like a boy.
She said, I think it's really awkward, you know. We even go to shower together.
Oh my god.
And we are all naked.
Then she's like, hey, can I scrub your butt?
I know. But it's pretty disgusting for me to know it. And I guess if I regard someone as my friend, from the very beginning, and especially a girl, I can't even imagine the situation that she likes me or she's into me.
Yeah, that's so freaky. Like,
yeah,
you take a shower together.
What the fuck?
She would look you up and down, and then she would lick her lips. And
you look so hot, and I kinda wanna bang you.
And then she would like fucking drop your soap. And then you have to pick it up, and then...
I gotta say, from the girl's part, you know, it's kind of hard to control sometimes. Like, now when I'm with that guy, because we're still good friends, we hang out a lot during the vacation. Like, every time when I just sit next to him, I still look at his face and say, oh, I really want to kiss that lip.
Holy shit, like, juicy, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Only kiss?
No,
that's it?
I think it's not that kind of, you know, typical good-looking guy, but just him. I don't know why.
Oh, it's like maybe because you had a connection.
I think I should ask this question for Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
How do you define bestie and bestie love? I mean, how can you define your friends just show his or her kindness or the closeness to you or just confess to you?
I think if she doesn't confess to me, I can regard our relationship as friendship. Or in other words, I want to still regard this relationship as a kind of friendship. Because you know each other so much, and you really enjoy the friendship. You talk to each other about everything, and you just trust her like a real friend. But she's different. I'm not different. So I think if she doesn't confess, I remind myself that this is our friendship.
or I pretend to be.
So the way you define it is the confession she made to you. What about you guys?
Okay, but first of all, like, she's going to listen to this program, and now you're going to have a hard time showering with each other, like, shit, like, luck with that, Lini. It's okay, you can shower with Neil over here. Alright, so what are you guys' opinion about that?
I think the difference is sex, definitely. For example, my best friend and I, we never feel the emotion about sex.
Maybe because she saw your face, man.
You suck, Jack!
I kind of understand you're like, if you guys are bestie, not bestie lovers, you can just sleep on the same bed, next to each other.
Yeah, you can cuddle.
You can cuddle, but you never do anything over the line.
Don't put it in.
Yes.
If the guy's straight and the girl's straight too, it's kind of hard.
Are you serious? Like, if you put me in a bed, in one bed with a girl and we cuddle, things are gonna happen, like
but you know her like for about 10 years, and you just treated her like your sister.
Whoa.
Yes, sister.
But she's still hot. Will you sleep with her?
Like, okay. First of all, if she's, I don't know, like having sex with your sister—that's weird. Don't if you put it that
not
way.
Not your real sister. Just like, you treat her like your sister. Like well, she's a normal friend.
Yeah, I would probably 10 out of 10 bang her. Like, it would be like, hey. Do you feel like you want to relieve some stress? And she's like, yeah, let's like do it. And then, you know, both of us would have like a very fun time.
But I guess you girls can take it, right?
No, I think a straight guy will never take another girl as a sister, you know?
No.
Why is that? I can't.
I just want to talk to things about girls between girls. And I just want to say, girls, they always hands in hand together go to the toilet, or they hug. They stay together, but they'll never do this to their bestie boys. They're just girl things, you know?
Well, I know that. Emma and Unicorn always hand in hand and go shopping.
Girl thing?
You know, because I still have the gay side, you know.
Yeah. Okay, we know that.
So if the guy's a gay or he's a bisexual, I mean, it's kind of not that hard to take to, like, do the girl things.
Yeah,
kind of physical stuff, but I have to say, for me, it's still hard to just hug a girl. It's still hard, like, you know, like, we greet and we hug each other, and that's okay. But for more, I'm sorry, I guess. Just to show, like, how close we are, like, that kind of thing.
Well, maybe
I still can't.
I don't know, because, like, also, it's not your fault, because I think maybe Chinese girls are a little bit more, like, traditional.
Tradition.
Because, like, touching is a no-no, right? Like, seriously, like, everywhere else in the country, a hug is really, it makes you feel comfortable, and it's really nice. Like, but people, if in China, maybe if a girl gets hugged, it's like, oh my god, this guy want to have sex with me already. So, it's so crazy.
I only want to say, until now, I have never hugged a guy.
Oh. After she said that, Neil opened his arms so wide.
So you don't have any good friends, yeah, boys?
I have, but I don't want to hug them.
Why won't you want to hug a guy?
So what would you do with your boy friends? I mean, normal friends, like, you just hang out, or like you went out shopping or eating with these guys, or and with other friends, or just two of them. So you know what, girls? Let Uncle Unicorn tell you something.
Okay.
Right. Tell us, Uncle.
For the next 4 years in the university, it's 4 years to open your arms, open your heart.
Open your legs.
Yeah, and open your vagina.
Oh, God. All
right. So, back to our topic about the bestie love. So, if there was someone, your really, really good friend, it doesn't matter a girl or a guy, just confess to you, like, so, hey, I know we are friends, but I do love you so much, and I don't want this kind of relationship. I want more. What would you say?
Okay, I will say, if my bestie said, oh, I love you, Neil, and I will say, okay, let's be together. Because my besties, they are so good, so good. But I've got a girlfriend now. So, but if I'm not, I will regard them as my lover.
You can have a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
Only a girlfriend.
A boyfriend is okay for you.
You are okay for me too.
But seriously, like, when you choose someone to be your boyfriend or girlfriend, you just because he or she is good, or he or she is the right one.
because I mean sometimes
she looks
the
good.
Right one's not that typical or traditional good one.
I mean, like, relationships start from friendship, right? So actually, before you become boyfriend and girlfriend, you have to be best friends, right?
I think
yeah. So you would actually sleep with your best friend somehow, kind of.
Oh, that's the experience I never had.
Oh, okay. Well,
me neither.
Yeah.
You can still make friends with Neil over here. So yeah, I think it's just a title, boyfriend and girlfriend. It's a title. Maybe you love each other, but you're still best friends. Maybe you might have sex before you even become together. Right? It happens. Right? So don't say no. You won't have. Don't say no to anything.
Yeah.
I think it happens when you are into your best friend and your best friend are into you. When you two both feeling the
emotions
of love.
Yeah.
And you get together. And that's
yeah, but
perfect.
Usually, you know, it's so hard because, like, the best friend would say, like, I don't want to ruin our friendship. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is because he just not have feelings for you.
Yeah. He's not that into you.
I guess that's just saying that he's not so into you like you do.
Now what about you girls?
Let me tell you a girl story in my dormitory. And it's a, how to say, I take it seriously, but my roommate take it for a joke. And once upon a time, there are two girls, me and my roommate. And one day, when I was changing my clothes, and she just looked at me.
Staring at you.
Staring
at me.
Staring at what?
I was not naked.
We're not
porn.
You want me to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she says, oh, you look beautiful. And I think it's fine. And she told me that if you are single to the third year of the university, then
let's get together.
Yes, let's get together. At first, I think it's a joke. But I look into her eyes, and she's just so serious, and I can't deny. So I just said,
yes.
Oh, my God.
But later, when I told others about this thing, and she just said, oh, it's just a joke. Somehow I feel heartbreak, you know?
I have a feeling you're going to lose your virginity to a girl.
Oh, that could be cool. But seriously, in my opinion, it's just a joke. Like, I always say to my roommates, like, hey, you got a nice butt, dude.
I don't think that's a joke at all, man.
Joke, like, I don't want to have sex with my roommate. Even though they really want to do that with me, okay? I guess it's just a joke, like, because, like, you were kind of close, so.
Close friends, and she just to tell me this.
Yeah. Oh, you're just so young.
Good thing we have Neil to feel your heart.
Yeah. And what about you?
If my best friend said he likes me, I may say yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, we can be together because he knows me so well, and it could really save a lot of time.
Why? What if he doesn't want to be together with you? He just want to be best friends, and then
it's okay.
No. She's right. She's answering the right question. But my question is, what if, he knows you a lot, and he's maybe the right guy for you, but you just don't feel him attractive, like. Sexual part is not attractive.
Yeah, he might have like.
But why did you become friends with him from very beginning?
Because like yeah.
To me, like the friend kind of attractiveness and the lover kind of they're different.
I think you're talking about emotional attraction and physical attraction.
Yeah.
Right? Because like you don't want to wake up to someone ugly. Right? It's like the first like after you make love. You wake up, you look at them, and like,
yeah. Ugly people will die long.
Oh!
Oh,
that's
my God.
Ugly!
I guess Neil is gonna die alone.
Jet, you suck.
Yeah, like, there's a difference between physical and emotional attraction, right? So, if you do have a best friend and if you're not physically attracted, would you still say yes?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Would you like to hold hands with someone ugly, you see?
Never.
Maybe, yes.
Okay, some guys, they're kind of ugly. Or girls, they're kind of ugly, but they're still sexy.
As long as you love the person, I think it'll be okay, right?
Yeah.
So,
I guess it's the same with the bestie love. Is it doesn't matter if she or he is your bestie. It's only because you like her or like him so much,
mm-hmm.
then you become lovers, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but we gotta see not all the bestie love, the bestie love stories have a
good ending.
Good ending. Yeah,
usually it fucks up.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
And then there's a question like, do or die. Be lovers or never meet again. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if your best friend says that kind of things to you, like, we can be a couple or just we should not meet, like, again, ever.
Well,
what's your choice?
Yeah, what would you think? Like, okay, if I'm your best friend, okay, Linda.
You?
Never!
Oh, my best
you
friend,
can.
Come on.
There's a lot of ifs, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just an if, alright? If I was your best friend and I say, hey, I like you, we have to be together or I have to leave, what would you do?
Fuck off.
Are you serious? Are you willing to let your best friend leave? You wouldn't even try?
No.
So what do you actually want to do?
If he threatens me like that...
It's not threatened, it's more like...
I think it's kind of threatened.
It's more like a push than a threatening, right?
Yeah.
It's like, he's so in love with you and he can't stand just being friends. And like,
but you know what, maybe to the guy who said that is kind of like a pushman, but for you, the way you hear it, it's kind of like a threat.
Yeah.
It's really awkward if you just, you know, like, be with your best friend and then you just broke up. I think it's awkward. It's kind of embarrassing next time. Mm-hmm. So you gotta say, like, physical part is really important.
Sex matter.
Yeah, sex really matters.
Yeah, actually, a relationship is a bit boring. Well, not boring, but it has to be satisfying emotionally and physically, right? Because that's how the body is. You live every day with physical and emotional stuff. So if you have a good relationship emotionally and you're not doing anything physical, you would look for... It would feel a bit lacking, you know? It's like eating cheeseburger without cheese, you know?
So I guess after our show today, I think I'm okay with Emma because I know I'm not sexually into her. So I think we're good. But for you, Lini, your roommate, watch out.
Good
luck.
It's not a roommate, okay? It's just a friend.
It's shower mate.
It's my shower mate.
But you know that shower could be
dangerous. Oh my god,
dangerous
shower.
So watch out, girls.
I was like, if I shampoo, I would not close my eyes. It would just make my eyes hurt. I would look around like maybe someone would touch me, you know? Because, like, especially for a boy, like, oh my god, if a gay guy, I'm no offense.
I don't worry, you're safe.
Like, I don't mind. Like, if a gay guy says he likes me and then we shower together, I would be careful. Like, I would probably shower another day instead. Like, if I see him coming, I would, like, you know, just scrub my face and then run away.
You can shower with him.
Oh, sure. No,
I never shower.
I think it depends on different kind of person. For me, if I do into you and I think you're sexy, but we have to take shower together, I think I would choose another day, not you. I would do that.
Because it would make us both awkward, right?
Yeah, it's kind of awkward. But, you know, for some kind of horny, slutty bitches, they would do, like, okay, I can do it with you, but shall I help you to rub your back?
Rub your butt. Yeah.
So, I think in conclusion, actually there's no what we call bestie love. If you're just in love with someone, it's just because he or she is the right one, the one you like, the one you love. It doesn't matter if he or she is your best friend or not. It doesn't matter. Just love. And if you feel right, just say it. About your friend Lini.
We haven't talked.
We need to be
other.
Careful.
Yeah. And Neil, about your girlfriend and your bestie girls. Seriously, at the end of the show, I gotta say something to Neil's girlfriend. Hey girl, I wonder if you're listening, but I have to say that your boyfriend is just an asshole. And I believe he should be gay, so give him back to boys. Thank you.
Dump him. Okay. I guess that's all for today's Banana Hot Talk.
I'm so sorry, guys. I had to do that again because Lini is so not in the mood because she's thinking of...
Oh, she's thinking about the girl in the shower.
Yeah, so that's all of today's Nana Hot Talk, and see you next time. Bye!
Bye!
Dear listeners, welcome to Banana Calling. Let's see who's calling us today.
Oh, who's there?
I'm so sad. So sad.
Oh, what's going on, baby?
I just broke up with my best friend.
Oh, poor girl, calm down.
I know he's gay, but I just can't stop loving him. And we were together for 2 months, and fuck him, he find another boy.
Oh my god, my poor girl, don't cry.
Oh my god.
Your tears have broken my heart. It's okay, there must be someone else waiting for you. And he'll match you so good.
I know, there are 1,000 boys chasing me right now. But I just can't. I can't choose anyone because I love him.
Why? Does he know you very well?
Yes, we know each other for 10 years. And
wow.
We just decided to be together.
Oh. So you were best friend and you become couple after 10 years of friendship?
Yes. You know how hard it is? It's so difficult for me, but I chose to be...
It's okay, it's okay, but my girl, don't cry. He's a gay after all. Don't cry. I guess you can figure it out that maybe you can choose another one, for example, like your bestie girlfriend, and she'll know you well.
Yeah, actually, this is really a good idea. You know, Jessica, she's so gorgeous. I love her too. So maybe I can find her and maybe I can chase her. Then we would be together and everybody will jealous us.
Wow, that's very good. So wish you good luck.
Yeah, I'm so happy right now.
Okay.
So, this is all for today's Banana Hot Talk. Want to know more about us? Please keep tuned on 89.3 and see you guys next week. 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。